Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live at the Mico Auto Auction, and we're good. Special shout-out to our friends over there at Iron Gate Motor Condos at irongatemotorcondos.com. Hey, today we're going to be talking about what's new at the show, and our friends over here at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show, Bob Ashley will be back here shortly. Say hi to everyone out here today. And coming up on November 19th and 20th at the Rosemont Convention Center, come on out and see the world's greatest muscle cars and Corvettes you ever wanted to see in the world as you come out here. So Muscle Car and Corvette National, and that's at metacan.com. Our friends back over, Tom Burgess, everyone else, our friends at Iron Great Motor Condos. Let's go outside. Let's take a look at what's selling today at Mecum Auto Auction. Wow, we hit outside, and first thing we see is this beautiful Challenger RT. And these cars will be coming up shortly. If you're watching on NBCSN, our friends over there, a shout-out to Dana and Frank, our new neighbors, as we start to broadcast from Road America next year, 2017, and join us on Talking Cars Pit Crew, where for $29, we'll put you at a race car team right in the pits, helping out the drivers and the crews. $29, come on and join us, Talking Cars Pit Crew, 2017, Road America, and over 100 tracks nationwide. One of the first cars coming up is a Buick Grand National. Just a few years ago, this car in triple black was selling. You can hear the auction still going with it. Be out in a second. Right behind it, 1957. Chevrolet, Bel Air 283, CI 4-speed, beautiful orange, original interior. Coming up third line, again, go to Mecum.com or NBCSN. Take a look right now, 2002 Chevrolet Camaro G28 convertible. A beautiful burgundy with a taupe interior. Right after that, take a look at a 1984 Chevrolet Corvette, 35th anniversary. It's got the seats, it's got the stitching, and you get a chance, again, all these cars available at Mecum.com. Right behind it, coming up, a 1988 Pontiac Trans Am GTA 5.7. That's the big one. Featured in a no-reserve car. So have a little bit of fun here today. We've seen a lot of these SLs come out. If you're not a Mercedes SL fan, what makes this one unique is that it has black piping. And this is a 1982 380 SL, feature A, hard top and soft top, white-on-white interior. Now, I've never seen a white-on-white before. It is probably very unique. And this car, I don't know if it has reserve on it or not. Let's take a look. 380, of course, with the twin cams, overhead cams, repainted pearl white. Beautiful cars out here today. Coming up right behind it, a car we don't see that often, a 1991 Porsche 944. This car was a car that's kind of looked at. Not a lot of people were interested in it. Now it's made a big comeback. This car was selling as low as $5,000. Now it's somewhere between $15,000 and $30,000. Right beyond that, as we come behind our friends at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show and Iron Gate Motor Condos, 2013 Dodge Challenger RT 5.7, 6-speed, and a car that we remember back in the day, a beautiful burgundy, and I say burgundy with a reason, with a 352 engine in it, repainted vintage burgundy, believed to have 35,833 original miles, new power top, new parchment white interior. It's a keeper, and I tell you what, you go across the back of this car, Galaxy 500 XL, it is just a piece of history. Documented LT1 numbers match number S13, a 1971 Chevrolet Corvette LT1 Coupe 350, 330 horse, beautiful green and green interior, a very unique color combination. And a 1973 Pontiac Catalina Safari Wagon. And I tell you what, this car probably won't go for a lot of money, but if you're looking for something unique for your company that'll really be an eye catcher, a no reserve car, I'm going to guess this car is going to go under $10,000. We've seen a lot of Rolls-Royce and Bentleys out here. We saw a few roll across yesterday. This is an S15 1990 Rolls-Royce Silver Spur, feature A, mileage exempt. I believe they have 80,000 miles on it, black on black on black. What a beautiful vehicle. Some of the cars yesterday that did not sell, car number F199, if it goes on at 29,000. And this is a 2002 Porsche 911 Turbo Reserve. It hit 29,000 but did not sell. Right next to it, we've seen a half a dozen of these go across. So the 2003 SL convertible for $14,000. This car is still available. one of our favorite cars over here, the BMW 635 convertible, has a window sticker right on the front of 2008. And I'll tell you what, featured a no-reserve car. This should draw some head. This should draw some attention. Because when you see a beautiful vehicle like this with no reserve, you know, and you look at the window sticker on this car, which was $90,520, we're going to guess this car is going to be pretty well up there today. Next car coming up is an S16, and this is a 1983 Chevrolet pickup truck, feature A. And right behind it looks like a 1967. We're taking a guess at that because it's got a 396 in it. But it's a 67, I was correct. Chevrolet Camaro, 468 cubic inch, 4-speed, nut and bolt restoration, new glass. And I think the new glass really does make the car. As we come across here, we're going to see a lot more cars going across the threshold. Number S18, 1970 Chevelle. And the big difference that I see on this car is not only the column induction hood, but basically the dual fans and the taillights. The 1969 sloped a little higher. These are more squared off, or I'll say not really octagonal, but, you know, it has that little bit more of a bold look. It's got the SS on it, just a piece of history, and I bet for under $50,000 you can take that one home today. There's a 2015 Smart Car, and so we're walking around here. A lot of the cars are gone, sold already. So if you get a chance, go to Mecum.com online. 1954 DeSoto Fire Dome, and it's a featured A car. VIN number is very small, 551441354, Hemi V8 engine. You know, it's really unique in getting these oldest cars. The Buick 8 comes across. It's a 1950 Buick Special, 248 cubic inches. And again, another Buick Grand National. I'm going to see if it's a Grand National. Might be a GMX. Let's take a quick look at the sticker on the car. It's got the plastic seat covers on it. It's black on black with gray interior. It is a 1987 Buick Grand National, 231 cubic inch, a rebuilt title. This car should still go for maximum money. Absolutely maximum. Sitting right behind it, one of the most beautiful cars here today, probably being undersold, a 1961 DeSoto Adventurer, 361 cubic inch, rebuilt 361. And that dashboard and interior is just like the original Batmobile. That's what we're going to call that car right there. Let's take a look into the touch and see some of the cars that are still coming up today. And this car got a lot of notoriety earlier because it's a 427, 1963 Ford Fairlane 500, the 427. Comprehensive restoration, Ferrari red. We know most of our people are looking for that Ford, but that Ferrari red just makes it just smack dab doodle out of this world. Here's a 1950 Buick Roadmaster. It did not sell yesterday and hit $20,000. We don't know the reserve on that car, but you're able to go to this bid goes on at Mecum.com and put a bid in on it. Here's another 1991 Chevrolet Corvette convertible. Bid went up to $30,000. Beautiful bright yellow black convertible. Sitting right next to it, sold, is a 1972 Chevrolet Corvette convertible. High bid looked like it was $29,000. It didn't sell. They just closed the deal on that one. Sitting right next to it, stock number F144.1, 1995 Ferrari 355 Spider, 3.5 6-speed, for $60,000. This car is still available. Get your checkbook out. Get your cash out. Walk in. Your bid goes on. Tell them what you're looking for. How about a 1982 Toyota Land Cruiser? And the bid's going down at $35,000. You can join us at the Multitar and Corvette National Show, November 19th and 20th. That's Rosemont Convention Center with Bob Ashley. One of the greatest shows in the Midwest. Easy to get into, easy parking. You know, come on out and join us. One more car. The bid goes on here right now. 2014 Chevrolet Corvette Coupe. Bid went as high as $35,000. That car is still available. A lot of cars we saw yesterday, three, four cars, the SLs that came out. Probably the highest underbid car out there today, and this car should be bought and sold 10 times over. And this is a beautiful 1996 Mercedes-Benz 560 SL. Highest bid was $11,000. Let me tell you about this car. This car is all engine. It is the Sigma Red with Palomino interior. You need to go to Mecum.com, buy this car today. It is probably one of the most beautiful cars here. I'm not going to say what it will ultimately sell for, but I'll say it'll definitely be under $50,000 and probably worth $50,000 in a very short amount of years. Let's see a few more cars that only a handful left that didn't sell, but you can still go to the bid goes on. they're still here at Macomb today. You can walk up to the window. I'm sure you can call in, register, go online. And here is a beautiful Firebird. Let's hear the year Macomb out. Only at $19,000, 2002 Pontiac Trans Am Collector's Edition. One out of 2,000 produced collector editions. Bid went up to $19,000. It did not sell. You can go to the bid. Goes out right here at Macomb. Put one more bid on it today. Let's see if you can drive that one home. Right next to it, a car that should have sold probably in the $30,000 range. This was probably one of the most underbid cars here today. 1998 Porsche Boxster. This car you can take to the track as is. Go to Road America. Go to Autobahn. Go to Gingerman. Go to Blackhawk. And for $8,000, not only do you have a daily driver, you've got yourself a race car, a mid-engine car. This is a Porsche at its finest. They bid up to $8,000. It did not sell. Go to the bid goes on, take a look at it. Sitting right next to it, beautiful 1968 Corvette convertible. And the bid went up to $23,000. It's red again. It's four-speed. $25,000 in receipts from 2014 alone. We see a Semper Fi hat over here, so we got to say hi and welcome home to that hat. Semper Fi, brother. Welcome home. Welcome home. Tune in Sunday night to the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show, where I'll be starting in November. It's sftvr.com, and a friend of mine from the Chicago Police Department said, Steve, Soldiers Family TV and Radio, SFTVR, that should stand for Semper Fi TV and Radio. So a shout-out to our friends Rick Caballero and the Chicago Police Department, to all our military friends out there. Welcome home, brother. Welcome home. Hey, our friends out at Rolling Thunder Chapter 1 in Winfield, Illinois, everything they do, join us November 19th and 20th at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show in Rosemont Convention Center. Well, we'll have Rolling Thunder there with all of our friends, Chicago Police Department, and join us on the 19th and 20th in Rosemont at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show with Talking Cars and our new friends at Speedways Online, where we list over 1,300 racetracks. And go to a racetrack, join the Talking Cars pit crew. And for $29 and only $9.95 a month, you can join a race team, a race car, and get right in the pits and help somebody out. Who knows where it can take from there. But go to TalkingCarsCARZ.com. and join the pit crew, and we're starting at Road America next year. Now, here's a car that sold. The bid went on. It went up afterward, a 1969 Chevrolet Chevelle 427 Yanko replica. You know, anything under $100,000 on this car is a steal. This car was only going up in value, as some cars do and don't. But that 69 Chevelle Yanko replica will not only hold but increase. You got to be careful when you buy cars. You know, people are pulling them out of the barns and they're walking around. They go, I've got one. Well, you can put $40,000, $50,000 in these cars and wind up selling them for $25,000. So be careful what you buy. You know, make sure you keep all the receipts. So when you finally do go to sell it, you try to get your money back out of it. And, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. You know, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. Mary Jane Chapin used to say, Mary J. Carpenter, I forget her name, a country western singer, too funny. Hey, one of the cars that's kind of unique out here today, I'm going to guess it's a 67 Chevrolet Biscayne. I can't see it right now. We're coming up behind. It looks like it has been repainted. Blacked out taillights. Yeah, so this is a Biscayne. We're going to not make sure on the year. And this used to have a 283 in it, but not this one. It is a 67. It has 427 cubic inch. So this is a monster donster. This would be what I would call a lowrider special. But at this car, the bid went up to $22,000. I might say $35,000 would take it, and with that 427, you'll just smoke and rock, smoke and rock, smoke and rock. Right next to that beautiful 1971 Chevelle LS2 six-speed star, fuel-injected, 400-horse bid stop on an LS6.0 LS2 at $35,000. And again, probably under $50,000 to take that car home. Another car sitting right across to a piece of Americana, piece of Americana history, 1951 Cadillac Series 75 Limousine 331 CI Automatic, bidding stopped at $29,000. This car should probably be in the range of $50,000 to $100,000, depending who you are, but the way that it looks like it's been maintained, possibly repainted, I didn't see what it was, a Cadillac of choice with a privacy window, and I'll tell you what, if this was Dwight D. Eisenhower's car, it's navy blue. It's navy blue. Got a little Jaguar here, MK1 1958 automatic, which makes it very unique. Beautiful black car with that almost dark brown interior. The bidding stopped at $22,500 for this 1958. This car should sell in a range of $35,000 to $45,000, but there may or may not be those bidders here today. Sitting right next to a 1957 Chevrolet, built-in Auga horn. We see that up in front. It is a Bel Air. Bidding stopped at $25,000. And I'll tell you what, if that is an original, we didn't read the sticker yet. The interior looks like just absolutely immaculate. And it does look like it has a, can't see what's inside there a little bit. But I tell you what, bidding on this car stopped at $25,000. You know, it could go as high as $50,000. We'll see what happens today as the bid goes on. So you're getting a second chance to see some of these cars out here. And one of the cars that was here is beautiful Thunderbird, which is a 1956 turquoise. It's got that real nice scoop on top there, deep turquoise. Right next to it, a 1946 Chevrolet Fleetline Aero sedan, bidding stopped at $25,000. And here's a vehicle, we don't know if it's sold in or not, it might be coming up, a 1972 Chevelle 454, professionally built by Classic Auto in Kingsley, Iowa. And let me tell you what, those rocker covers are massive. This looks like the 60s. I know it's a 72, but this looks like a 60s muscle car to me. Time after time, that bright orange. How about a 2016 where the bidding stopped on a Jeep Wrangler, and this was just built right out of the ozone. Looks like it was built by Disneyland. Bidding stopped about $30,000. It's a mudder, it's a trucker, it's a rocker, it's a crawler. 8,500 miles on that car. Sitting right next to it is 1968 Chevelle SS, 406, 450 horsepower. Bidding stopped at $30,000. This car will sell easily between $45,000 to $55,000. And they're going to hold till they see it go. A couple of unique cars here, Chase. We come right across. We see a beautiful Chevelle. We can't tell by the taillights yet what it is, but we can see it's a 1968 Chevelle convertible. And with that convertible comes the big block V8, 12-volt positive traction rear end, power brakes, bucket seats, center console, restored and triple black. The bidding stopped at $28,500. This car will sell most likely between $35,000 to $45,000. It is a 396, so it says on the side. And I tell you what, a triple black Chevelle convertible, holy smokes. Yeah, if you wanted to get divorced, you buy that and take that home today. That's what's going to happen. So right next to it is a beautiful 1955 Mercury Montclair, bidding stopped at $58,000. This is a car of passion, a car of love. It's a beautiful, soft turquoise. Looks like it's sitting in the dealer showroom. You name it, you got it. It's got the sunliner, the clear-through top. That car is going to sell easily in the next 20 years, close to $100,000. That is a dealer-sanctioned car, and we'll probably see that again at the next auction. That car should be $100,000. Let's go on to the next one. And this is just my personal opinion. You say what you want, but coming up in here, another Chevelle. A lot of Chevelles out here today in Chicago, and there's a 1972 Chevelle Pro Touring, bidding stop with Kyle Induction at $34,000, and it says, bid will take it. Well, there you go. You don't see that too often on there. Next bid will take it, $34,001. Think about that. Like I said, you want to get divorced today, bid that $34,001, and you'll be having all the ride of your life. Okay, a 1964 Ford Galaxy 500 in a soft turquoise. We call these a hardtop convertible because when the back and front windows fold down, there is no beam between it. It is a 429, 450 horsepower, 28,000. Telephone must sell, 28,000 with the teardrop reverse hood for Kyle Induction. And I'll tell you what, it looks as automatic. It is a four-speed. Holy smokes, Batman. Freshly rebuilt, 423 CI stroker engine, dual four-barrel carb, dual. We did not see that. So you'll be getting about 1 mile per gallon on this, so make sure your friend's driving a fuel truck next to you. But I'll tell you what, back in the day and back even today, you've got a vehicle of choice right here. Well, a lot of these cars that we saw yesterday, today, we saw a lot of Mercedes and a few BMWs, but this is an SL55. What makes this car unique, in 20 to 30 years, this car will be $50,000 to $100,000. Now, the bidding stopped in this 2005 SL55, which is 493 horsepower. A lot of the 500 SLs do not have it. The SL55, that's the race engine. It's got the badges. It's got the AMG. It is just a monster. That $25,000 car will double in price, I guarantee it, in the next 10 years. It is a burgundy with like a black charcoal interior. But a lot of these cars now, people are here. They don't want to pay the shipping. Go to the bid goes on at Macon.com. Walk up to the window and say, hey, I heard about that car and talking cars. Is it still available? Here's a 1969 Plymouth Roadrunner bidding stop. Now, this car, again, the car is still available. It's a 440. It's black on black on black. This car should be in the $35,000, $45,000 range. And a lot of great deals here. Here's a deep purple smoke on the water, as we used to say, 1966 Buick Riviera GS 425, bidding stopped at $11,000. Next bid looks like it will take it, but I'll tell you what, you want part of what used to be a Batman car, you're looking at it right now as the bid goes on. A couple of more smaller cars out here we've seen today. Thanks for joining us on Talking Cars, CARZ.com. Every Saturday morning, we'll be at Road America next year with Talking Cars Pit Crew. For $29, you can join the pit crew, work on a race team, and for only $9.95 a month, and you can cancel at any time. So we'll be giving away scholarships. We're looking forward to giving away a $5,000 scholarship once that track hits at least 100 members and in the future. So we've got a little bit of work to do for next year, so join us, join in. We'll do our best we can. No promises, but everything in our power to educate those in engineering and the automotive and truck trade. And a shout-out to our friends at the Wisconsin Auto Dealer and Truck Association with their conference coming up on October 19th and October 23rd in Pewaukee and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Let's take a look at this 2006 BMW M3 convertible, 3.2, 333 horsepower, 6-speed, $20,000. Let me tell you about this car. This is a driver. You can pull this out to the track. You can put it on the track. You can take it to work. You can beat that car into the ground, put 400,000 miles on it, and you got yourself a brick. That thing is beautiful. You want this car. Go to Macon.com, the bid goes on, and tell them the Talking Cars sent you. One of the cars we saw out here earlier is a Vega Twin Cosworth. Now, what makes that car so unique is like any other car, like a Yanko or a Shelby or anything else. You know, it's got the horsepower. It's special black. It is a 1975 Chevrolet Cosworth Vegas 4-speed, 50,000 original miles. This car should be selling in the range of $25,000 to $50,000. Last bid was $13,000. It's a piece of history. This is a long-term investment. Just like if you remember just a few years ago, the Buick Grand National was selling between $5,000 and $10,000. So those cars are $25,000 to $30,000. So if you get a chance, go to TalkingCars.com or Macon.com. The bid goes on. The bid goes on. Hey, a shout-out to our friends at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show. Looks like Beacon's getting ready to start the auction here in just a few minutes at 11 o'clock. And you can watch it at NBCSN.com. And, hey, make a bid. Go online. Get your bank book out. Have some fun. Do what you do. But join us November 19th and 20th at the Rosemont Convention Center with Bob Ashley and the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show. And come on in Friday night. We're having a private party. And here we're looking at a car that should have been sold probably in the $25,000 to $30,000 range. It's 2001 Porsche 911 Carrera 3.4. $16,000 was the highest bid. That car should be selling the $25,000 to $30,000 range. Someone will pick up an exceptional deal here today as the bid goes on. Right next to it, 1990 Ford Mustang 309 CI 5-speeds bids ended at $10,000. Where can you find cars like this for $10,000 or $15,000? Drive it home, drive it to work, drive it on the track, and just enjoy yourself. And now let's kind of, as we go through it, sitting right next to it, as the bid goes on, let's take a look at this one. And this is a 1969 Dodge Charger 440, built to replicate the Charger from Dirty Mary Crazy Larry, born with a 383, bidding stopped at $32,000. And as we look across the tents, the cars are gone. The cars are sold. Beacon doing a great job this year. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Frank, for bringing this convention to Schaumburg, Illinois. Mayor Al Larson, our friend Mayor Bill McLeod at Hoffman Estates, Illinois. All of our friends out there. Rick Caballero at Brotherhood for the Fallen. We go right down the list. Ken Clark from the Pritzker Military Library. Hawk and Dominic Ruggiero out there. And Bill Hotelli at Rowing Thunder, all of our friends out there, and, of course, my sons, Stevie, Kyle, Jared, my daughter, Abigail, Marie, Caroline, Christine, I love you. Hope you're safe in that storm down there in Florida. And give a call into the show, 909-202-8714. and we're back. So a shout-out to everybody in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines. We love you. You are not forgotten. Soldier's Family comes back Sunday nights, if you will, with yours truly, and Johnny Bullock from the Wounded Heroes Foundation. For truly, the Wounded Heroes Foundation, not Wounded Warriors, Wounded Heroes Foundation, Tony Nashar, where over 95%, I want to say it's 96, but I'll say 95% of the money goes right back. Any dollar you give them, they get backpacks, they go down to the VA hospitals. All of their time is 100% donated. The only monies that they spend are to print for the promotion of the company and or the accounting for the years to make sure the money's straight. Wounded Heroes Foundation, Tony Nashar, Johnny Bullock, Skip Herman, all of our friends out there, woundedheroesfoundation.net. Okay, let's take a look at some of the cars still out here and or have sold. But coming up, 1970 Jaguar E-Type Roadster 4.2 L4. And I say a car like this belongs on the Autobahn, AutobahnCC.com. Our friends out there, Mark Basso, Kevin Rogers. Bring your car out. Have an open track day. Bring your car out to Black Hawk Farms Raceway. Bring your car out to Gingerman Raceway. Bring your car out to Road America. How about Laguna Seca, Sebring, Texas Motor Speedway, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, COTA, Circuit of the Americas. And, of course, our friends at Team Stradale with the Radical North America. Go to Team Stradale, TeamStradale.com. Look at these radicals that start even pre-driven at $25,000, $30,000, all the way up to brand new. I believe it's Series 1 starting at $100,000 to the Series 3, which is $300,000, with the Ford GT engine in at 640 horsepower, if I remember correctly. But we're going to have Francesco D'Avola on our show telling us all about it. And following next year, Circuit of the Americas and the Radical of North America, including our friends in Canada, did some of their races. So here's a beautiful car. F100.1 2012 RDR8 convertible, 4.2, 430 horsepower, bidding stopped at $70,000. Now, that may seem a little high for you. This car well worth over $100,000. You can save $30,000, say, if you go to Mika.com and the bid goes high. And right next to it, maybe you want to save a few dollars, maybe you get two cars for the price of one. Let's take a look at this 2011 Corvette Z06. 7.0, 505 horsepower. Shout out to our friends Bill Stasek and Brent Baker, Bill Stasek, Bob Stasek, Jeremy Stasek, all the Stasek families, number 13th in the nation in Corvette sales. And take a look at this car. The bidding stopped at $36,000 for the 2011 Corvette Z06. You got to be here today. And I tell you what, this 6-speed manual transmission, 6-way power seat, premium wheels, navigation, MSRP of $81,000. Last bid, $36,000. Right next to it is probably the steal of the day, the deal of the day. This is where you want to be. If you want to get divorced today, this is the car you should buy. This is a 2003 Dodge Viper SRT10 convertible, 8.3, 500 horsepower, six-speed, three-exhaust kit. Bidding stopped at $31,000. If you wanted to get divorced today, buy this car, bring it home. I'll guarantee you you're going to have some words. But at the same time, jump back in the car, take it for a ride, and just enjoy the summer, the rest of the summer. Drive it down to Florida. Sitting right next to it, two great vehicles. I'm looking at a 1969 Camaro in this beautiful green, and right next to it, a Shelby. I believe it's a replica. We're going to see here in a second as we come around the corner. Number 85 on the side. It is number F107.1, 64 Cobra, Shelby Cobra replica, 302 4-speed, bidding stopped at $32,000 with the scoop, rivets in the hood. It is just a tan interior, roll bar, seat harness, and you think you're sitting in a rocket ship. I'll tell you what, for $32,000, it's a tough choice between the Dodge Viper, the Corvette Z06, and the Shelby. Just a tough, tough choice. Right next to the 1969 Chevrolet Camaro sitting here in the waist, and it does have the white stripes on it. Bidding stop, and what made it unique, it is a Z28 DS. A DZ Suffix 302 cubic built in 2016, West Coast vehicle, entire life. Protecto plate, laser straight body. $37,500 was the last bid. So now you have a choice, a 69 Camaro Z28, a 1964 Cobra Shelby replica, a 2000, I believe it was in one, Dodge Viper, and a 2011 Corvette, all in the $30,000 range. Which one do you take? Which one do you take? Go to Mecum.com. The bid goes on. Shout out to our friends at IronGateMotorCondos.com. They always have coffee and chrome. They got one today out on Saturday. Shout out to Amy Falk. As we get into the show here, glance at a few cars we're going to see around the corner. You can hear Mecum going live in the background. Go to Mecum.com, NBCSN.com. Watch the light bits. Buy a car today. The Prowler here, 1999 Plymouth Prowler, featured sold with an S25 trailer. Wow. Look at that. A matching Prowler trailer. Makes it so unique. Cars out here today. Let's see, a few are left. You're starting to shine them up and getting ready to bring them in. A lot of trucks over on this side here. No reserve. One of the cars coming up here right now. Let's take a look around. Absolutely NR. No reserve. Prices off. Car going home today with the new owner. 1992 Chevrolet Blazer Silverado. Go to Mecum.com. Go to the bid goes on. If you see a car that will sell, bid on it today. Take a look around. A lot of no reserve cars out here today. Another 2004 Mercedes-Benz CLK 500. Looks like a beautiful Hummer. This is a no reserve lane here. This car is going home with the buyer today, a 1996 AM General Hummer H1. Going home today, highest bidder. Take one home. Car we don't see at office, a BMW 745 Li. And again, absolutely no reserve. These cars are going to go fast and furious. Copy of the title on this Cougar hood out here. Mustang right next to it. I believe the NR stopped right there. A lot of beautiful cars at Mecum.com today. Don't see the car you like? Go to Mecum.com, take a look. Or you want to see some muscle cars again, come out to the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show November 19th and 20th. And see our friends Bob Ashley. Join us. We'll be there live with Speedways Online talking to our friends. And coming up December 7th, the Racetrack Business Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, right before the Performance Racing Show, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Join us out at the Indianapolis Convention Center with our friends Tim Frost at Frost Motorsports, Speedways Online, and Talking Cars. Hey, if you buy an ad in our 1,300 racetracks, museums, and sanctions, and car clubs, over a 500-page book, we'll give you 120 one-minute spots on our radio show Saturdays. It'll air four times a day and 30 days a month. You'll get 120 one-minute commercials, and that's all for just $99 a month or $7.99 a year. So we're going to try to help out the racetracks. Let's get racing back into everybody's lips. Let's get in a car. Let's take it out the track. Let's join a club. Let's go to a museum. Let's have some fun. You know, it's nice here to come and take a look at a car, and maybe that car for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 is just too much. You know what? Join a car club. Be amongst friends. That's a great thing. And go to the racetrack and help them and just say, hey, what do you want me to do? Can you hold that wrench? Can you hold that light? What do we need to do here? Have a little bit of fun. So Speedways Online, talking cars, talking racetracks, all next year. Big fun. Starting in November 19th and 20th at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show. And again, one of the unsung heroes here today, a 2003 Mercedes-Benz 5.0 automatic. Saw two or three of these cars go across the block yesterday. 53,504 miles. A 2003 SLK 230. And then we have a 1962, I'm going to guess. We're going to see if you walk over. Impala Gold Anniversary 327 CI, feature A, V8, beautiful interior. You get a chance, I'll tell you what, go to Mecum.com, take a look at what's going across the bridge, you know, send an email in, subscribe to their newsletter, just great people at Mecum.com. Thank you, Phil, thank you, Dana, everybody up in Wisconsin and Walworth, Wadsworth, my friend Obi and Marianne Fenton. Troy, Wisconsin, my friend John Everett, Mary Lou Hayne, George, everyone up at Road America. Thank you. We're looking at a Volvo P1800 now, stock number S41, and it says no reserve. I tell you what, this will be one of the interesting cars here today with 130 horsepower, but this to me has always been one of the James Bond type cars. I believe it's driven by a TV show called The Saint, and I'm going to guess this car is going to go between $15,000 and $25,000. It's a very estranged car. It is white with red interior. We're going to say this car Final bid, $24,900. That's our bid on that car. That's our projection. That's after doing this a few hundred times around the country. And all the pretty people out there today at Make'em.com, everybody's helping out. So if you see a car you like and it doesn't sell, go online. The bid goes on. Call them up. Money in the bank. Buy that car. Make a deal. Some of the last cars we're going to look at here today, the Challenger SRT, the Buick Grand National, and a Mercedes. And, again, only a few newer Mercedes that I've seen here. And this one's a little different. This is a V12. Now, we did see a 1996, which is a 12-cylinder SL600 yesterday, and it appears it's gone, so it is sold. But right next to it is number S36-2007 Mercedes-Benz, and it's a F600. Now, that 600 means it's a 12-cylinder. So if you wanted to get about 2 miles per gallon on this car, as compared to the Buick Grand National sitting right next to you there, but I'll tell you what's unique about this car. This, to me, is equal to the Maybach. This is equal to the Rolls-Royce. This is equal to the Bentley. Mercedes has always made a fine vehicle. But that 12-cylinder, if you want to do 120 miles an hour and then hit it to 150, you're in the right car. That 12-cylinder, even my 8-cylinder Mercedes, will kick at 100 miles an hour. That S600 will not only just kick, it'll snap your head back. And with four people in the car, you can be at Road America in 30 minutes from Chicago. So go to Make'em.com. Right next to it is a Maserati. A little bit of fun here today as you wind up. And we'll want to get one more Mercedes over here. This Maserati is a 2007 Quattro Porte, featured A car coming up here shortly. And then we're going to have one or two more cars to look at as we go back inside, say hello to our friends at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show, November 19th and 20th at the Rosemont Convention Center. And this vehicle is a 1987 Mercedes-Benz 560 SL, feature A, with 238 horsepower. And what makes it unique is a very unique color. It's like a smoke taupe. I don't even know what color you call this. But it does have the hard top. And, again, what makes it unique, it's a 560. That 560 is just, if you took a chainsaw engine and put it on a roller skate, that is how fast that car would go. So we had a lot of fun today. The no-reserve cars are here right now. A lot of action on that Hummer H1 people looking at, and the CLK 500. The no-reserve cars people get all excited about. Those bids start going up real quick. So go to Make'em.com, the Prowler with matching trailer, getting ready to go up for auction here in just a few minutes. And check us out at Talking Cars, CARZ.com, and our friends down at Bubba's Custom Rods in beautiful Fort Lauderdale in Florida. Hope they're okay down there. Tom Lloyd, his son Bubba, working on some phenomenal cars down there. But come on out and see us at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show, November 19th, November 20th. Anytime you can see our friends at Bill Stasek Chevrolet or the Bob Lorman Auto Group. Now, Bob Lorman started over 50 years ago. He himself lived in a little cabin, started with a little dealership. I believe it was a Toyota, if I remember right, Nissan, before the gas wars. John Barrett joined him, and it's history from there. Today, I believe four of his grandsons working with him. Ryan Gorman, a friend of ours. John Barrett, a friend of Schomburg Honda. Everyone out there. The Orange Media Group, the marketing company. Great people to do business with. When you go to Lorman.com, you're dealing with family. You're going to get a great deal. And you're going to get the service that you respect probably better than family. And I say that with tongue-in-cheek. You know, a lot of times family may take a little advantage of it. But I'll tell you what, I've walked into many of Bob Lorman dealerships, and I've been through just about all of them. I think I've only missed one or two down in Southern Indiana. But when I walk in, everybody's friendly, don't know who I am, ask me if I want a cup of coffee. Is anybody they want to talk to, they want some literature, or we have a waiting room, how can I help you? You know, not very aggressive. And with the Bob Warren Auto Group, like all of our friends out there, the Phil Jacobs Motor Group, the Continental Motor Group, you know, all of these auto dealers out there, these are the people who have invested their lives. And I'll tell you what, these dealers literally work 7 days a week. Average dealership, you know, hires a staff of 25 to over 100. You know, to run that dealership, people's jobs depend there. The nice people, they're all selling new cars. Talking Cars is about new cars, and on the weekends, we go to racetracks. And that's why we get to see our friends at Road America and Audubon Country Club, Laguna Seca, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Sebring, Homestead, Daytona. And we get to see our friends go, hey, how are you? How are the kids? How are the family? At any one of the car dealerships who advertises on us, if you notice, we don't break for commercials. And starting next month on Talking Cars, during the week, we'll be going to auto dealerships just like this, saying, tell us a little bit more about this Chevrolet Camaro. Tell us about this Buick Encore. Tell us about this Nissan Altima. And how does it compare to other vehicles? What makes it unique? What makes it special? And at Talking Cars, when people are buying and spending millions of dollars a year with 25, 50, 100 employees, depending on that, you better believe that they want to do everything in their power they possibly can. Like our friends at Mancuso in downtown Chicago. How about Joe Ferrillo of BMW and Gold Coast, Bentley Gold Coast, and all of our friends down there. So as you get out to Fletcher Jones, either in Chicago or out in California, the number one Mercedes dealer, I think in the nation, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look that one up. I know Paul Tamer has and a few other folks at Motorworks and Barrington would like to dispute that. But you know what? I'll see Rolls-Royce being pulled in. The auction starting up here, going fast at Makeup.com. We're going to be walking back inside talking with Bob Ashley here just in a few minutes. And you can hear the auction going up. And it's just a privilege to be here at Makeup.com. And again, you see a car here, it doesn't sell, the bid goes on. You know, call in, send an email, say I'm interested in that car. What does it take to buy it? And, you know, get back to you as quickly as possible. And I'll tell you what, there's some amazing statistics. As I look on the windshield here and I see, hey, next bid takes this car. So the bid may have gone from 28 to 30,000 to 31,000. It didn't sell. Maybe they were thinking 35, 40. Going, you know what? It's going to cost me so much money to ship that car back and wait for the next show. Maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I'll wait till next year. You're talking about 6 months. Of insurance and storage, there's another and shipping, there's another couple thousand dollars. Why don't we just sell the car today and get on with it? So coming up, you can hear it inside, beautiful 1983 Chevrolet truck. There's a 1967 Chevrolet Camaro SS coming up for bid here just a few minutes with the houndstooth interior. And, you know, it's heating up out here at Makeup.com. Don't forget to join us at the Alpha Car and Corvette National Show. Let's see if we can hear that engine in that Chevelle right now. Take a listen to this. That's a Chevelle. Right behind it, we have a 2015 Smart 4.2 Coupe. It's electric, so you're not going to hear anything. So, great day here at Makeup Auto Auction. Thanks for joining us. What a day. Beautiful 1954 DeSoto streaming in here. The front grille on this car alone looks like it weighs 8,000 pounds. Buick Grand National, and then right behind it, another Chrysler Imperial. So, and another DeSoto. What a day here. So, join us, and we're going to see if we can catch Bob Ashton real quick. As we come out there, we can hear all the noise in the background come through there a little bit. Let's see if we can at least stop at Iron Gate Motor Condos real quick. Someone who was helping us this morning doing a sound check, and your first name is?
Haley.
Hey, what's the website? Tell us a little bit about Iron Gate Motor Condos.
We're at www.irongatemotorcondos.com. We do motor condos for car enthusiasts. We also have, I'd like to call it a community-based clientele, so everybody comes here and hangs out in the unit. We also have a few open car shows that we have, upcoming coffee from 9 a.m. to 11. That is going to be every second Saturday of the month if anybody wants.
You've got the Italian club coming up, don't you?
Yeah, so it's today actually.
Oh, it's today, okay. Hi, Amy Fox. Hi, Tom. Tom Jr., Tom Sr., everybody out there who jump to it. Well, we have a lot of shows that we go through all the time, but if somebody has a question about Iron Gate Motor Condos, let's get in that website one more time.
www.irongatemotorcondos.com.
And we'll see you at the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show, November 19th and 20th. Thanks for helping us today. irongatemotorcondos.com. Hey, I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Thanks for joining us today at beautiful Makeup.com. You can hear it in the background. Tune in right now on NBCSN. Say hi to Frank. Say hi to Dana. Go, hey, how's your friend Steve doing on Talking Cars? We're going to end the show as we always do with a shout-out to our troops. You are not forgotten. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, we love you. Be safe. Chicago Cubs won last night. They're here for the Hawks. Number 21, Stan Mikita out there. Bobby Hall, all the new Hawks that are coming out there. Go Cubs. We wish you the best. Once in a lifetime. Please, just once, Lord. Please, just once. Hey, Chicago White Sox and the brand-new Guaranteed Rate Field and all of our friends out there at Guaranteed Rate, our friend Dan Mudd at Reverse Mortgages for Guaranteed Rates, and Victor Ciardelli, Dan Moran, John Nolden, all of our friends at Guaranteed Rate. God bless you for what you do. But make sure you join us November 19th and 20th at the Rosemont Convention Center with Talking Cars and Speedways Online. Well, we're going to be doing a live show. You can watch it at TalkingCars.com. And you can watch the show live, talk to some of the great people. Then on December 7th and 8th, we'll be at the Performance Racing Show down in Indianapolis, Indiana, talking to some of the greatest automotive manufacturers and automotive aftermarket parts manufacturers in the world. Some of the great people, Sunoco, Racing Fuel, Hoosier Tires, our friends at Continental Tires, all those great people out there. And, of course, our good friends at all the racetracks. We'll start with RoadAmerica.com. We'll go to AutobahnCC.com, Blackhawk Raceway, Gingerman Raceway, Michigan International Speedway. Go right down the list. Texas Motor Speedway, Daytona, Atlanta Motor Speedway, Bristol. What the list? Hey, go to Speedways Online. Look at the racetrack of your choice. Then call me on Saturday at 909-202-8714. Say, Steve, you got a race here today. Let me tell you about it. I'm your friend. And remember, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. What are you doing right now? Are you talking cars? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.